everyone. Sam here, your mother of Valkyries and host of the Sword and the Ribbon podcast. Some days we really want to do something, but just don't have the motivation to do it. We want to do it. We know we can do it. We might even need to do it, but our motivation is just missing. Where did it go? Why is it gone? And how do we get it back? This episode, we are going to channel our inner Indiana Jones, grab our maps, and go find it. Join me on a journey of the Valkyrie Squad and the lost motivation. I hope all of you have seen Indiana Jones or at least understand what going on a quest is like as we head out for the Valkyrie Squad and the lost motivation. P.S. If you haven't seen Indiana Jones, you're missing out. Go watch them, please, and thank you. Finding motivation can feel like an epic adventure. It disappears completely without any warning, and you have to go find it. There are maps and tools you need to go on your quest to make sure you can find the motivation you're looking for. There will be hills and valleys, and some days easier than others. Motivation feels like an archaeological dig, and once you find your motivation, it belongs in a museum. But before we can go find motivation, we need to understand what it actually is. The American Psychological Association defines motivation as a person's willingness to exert physical or mental effort in pursuit of a goal or outcome. Motivation can come from a variety of sources. Some people may be motivated for external reasons, like compensation, physical changes, books, gifts, or anything tangible they are working towards. Other people can be motivated for internal reasons that come from within. It's not due to any anticipated reward, deadline, or outside pressure. Motivation can come from curiosity, acting in a way that's authentic to who you are, personal goals, and beliefs. When you have a reason for doing something, that's motivation. When you want to do something but you feel like you can't bring yourself to do it, many times it's because you've lost the motivation to do it. So where did the motivation go? It's like you're Indiana Jones on the quest for the Holy Grail, and you walk around the corner and find yourself looking over a huge chasm with no way forward. You feel stopped dead in your tracks, unable to take your step, and you don't know how to move forward. Lots of things can cause motivation to disappear. They can feel like booby traps on the crusade to your goal. Sometimes external factors can impact our motivation. Things like the time change or changing a job, disruption to your schedule, or even an injury can impact motivation. It might even be running into a snake when you're trying to find the lost ark. Snakes. Why'd it have to be snakes? When these physical booby traps impact our lives and cause our day-to-day to change, our motivation for things can disappear. You're so focused on these other things, taking care of them, or maybe even forced into them, that you don't know how or have the energy to make room for workouts with the change. Internal factors can also impact motivation. Some of those booby traps can be stress, mental health, and even hormones. Research has concluded that stress can have major impacts on someone's life. From physical to internal symptoms, a lack of motivation is a frequent outcome. Struggles with mental health can be different for every person and can be caused by all different factors. For some of the mental health booby traps, there are tips and tricks you can use to help work through the traps and restore your motivation. But sometimes, no matter what you try, you may need professional help to find your motivation. Let's take Indy, for example. He is the expert on so many things, but in the Raiders of the Lost Ark, he still needed help despite all his knowledge. He had to seek out another expert and talk to them before he could continue on his journey. Sometimes we might have to see an expert to go get more knowledge and help to overcome our mental health booby traps. And don't feel disappointed or ashamed for needing an expert. If Indiana Jones, a top professor of archaeology, can get help, so can you. So while there can be all different kinds of internal booby traps, the last one I want to mention real quick was the hormone booby trap. So many different things can impact hormone levels. Everything from the foods you eat, to how old you are, to how much sleep you're getting, to even how much coffee you drink. The hormone booby trap can show up unexpectedly and at all different times, stealing your motivation and halting the crusade to your goals. All motivation booby traps can feel frustrating because they weren't on the map to your goal. They pop up when they are at least expected and can have major impacts on how and when you reach your goals. Oh no! There's been a booby trap in the middle of this episode! I'll be right back after I figure out a way through it. This episode is sponsored by Workshop. Why work out when you can work out? Training in your Illyrian leathers sounds gross, hot, and terrible, so why not do it in a lightweight, breathable, and fucking cool outfit? Enter Workshop, and that's Workshop with an E. Workshop is about embracing your individuality and feeling great while working out.
Whether you are training to climb the mountain, taking a Taylor Swift yoga class, or running out to grab matcha, they've got you covered. If you're a romanticy lover like me, my favorite outfits are those that step off the page and into reality. From unicorns and elves to gargoyles and phoenixes, and even from dragons to pirates, Workshop has an outfit for every fantasy trope. All their products are made in-house in their small studio outside of Los Angeles, California. In an effort to fight fast fashion, they keep inventory tight and make everything in small batches. The owner, Tina, designs everything by hand, making sure the designs are one of a kind, just like you. My favorite sets, in no particular order, obviously the Valkyrie and Athena sets, Featherlight Bells and Tank in Pit Viper to channel your inner Viper Queen, Athleisure Leggings and Tank in Moon Phases in case you're flying to the Night Court, and of course, the brand new Dragon Rider set for all those who are trying to train their dragon. You can head to workshop.com, and that's WERKshop.com, and use my code BODYSEMANTICS for 10% off.
Whew, I quickly dodged all those rocks rolling down the hall at me. Now I can keep going on with this episode. Now that we know what motivation is and how we lose it, how do we find it and get it back? The first step is always to make a plan. No matter what your plan is, it's the map you need to get back your motivation. When you come across those booby traps, what are you going to do to get around them? You're frozen, without the motivation to go forward, so grab your map and remind yourself of the steps to take to move forward. Digging into your satchel and pulling out your map, you look down at it. What does it look like? For me, my maps look like my calendar. When I have something I don't want to do or feel unmotivated to do, I make a schedule, putting it into my calendar so the time is marked off. This helps me prioritize and use the visual calendar block to help me stay on track. Setting goals can be really helpful when your motivation is missing. Make a map of where you want to go and what it will take to get you there. Once you've figured that out, don't make it your lowest priority in the day. That's where a booby trap can steal your motivation to complete your steps easily. Bump up your goals higher, make them important so that you make sure to complete them each day. Going along with that, your map may look like your routine. So when you're struggling to have the motivation to do something like working out, make it part of your daily routine. Adding it to your calendar can help you build that routine. And listen to episode 20 to hear Coach Jenna talk about building routines and habits that actually last. For example, let's say you want to start working out more in the morning, but you have a hard time waking up, or even finding enough time to work out in the morning. If you don't have enough time, work backwards to make the time. If you have to leave the house by 8 a.m. to get to work, think backwards. How long is it going to take you to get ready? Then eat breakfast, then walk the dog, do your workout, so you can find the time you actually need to wake up. If you're struggling getting up in the morning, look to see what things you can automate, like setting up your coffee maker to run so it's ready when you wake up, or prep your shake, food, or water bottle the night before so it's prepared for you in the morning. Maybe you need to move your phone or alarm across the room so it forces you to get out of bed to turn it off. Whatever your booby trap is, scheduling enough time for you to work out helps relieve stress and increase your motivation. Sometimes when your journey to find a kingdom has been a long one, you get stuck. It's like you've been looking at the same map day after day and your eyes are glazing over because you're sick of looking at it. When you feel like this, try something new. Maybe flip your map upside down or even over completely. Add in a little bit of spice and fun to your map. The Micro Squad has a variety of themed classes to help you not feel bored. Don't be afraid to take a break or change it up to something new and fun when you're feeling unmotivated. Let the spark of something new light a new motivation fire under you to push toward your goals. Maybe it's pulling headphones out of your satchel and listening to an energizing playlist to get the motivation back. Listen to an audiobook. Let yourself listen to two chapters while you do something as motivation to get it done. Producer Bex does this all the time when she's feeling unmotivated to do something. She will turn on an audiobook and listen only while she does that thing as motivation to make sure it gets done. What if you drew a short side quest onto your map for the day? Pick a destination to walk to, a coffee shop for your daily cup of whatever, it's always matcha for me, or walk to a bookstore. Choose something that's fun for you to add to your map for the day to boost motivation. Another thing you may pull out of your satchel to help find your motivation is your phone. Why? Because you can call for help. Having a community around you who are working toward the same goal or who are working toward your goal can be the encouragement you need to find your motivation. There's a sense of camaraderie with it. when everyone is working toward a goal. Being able to reach out your hand and have someone pull you around the booby trap can be the push you need to find your motivation. Indiana Jones has someone there with him to talk to or to help him through the next thing. They may not always understand what Indy is saying to them, but they're there so Indy can have someone to talk to. He always has a sidekick to give him the things he needs or to remind him of what he's forgotten. Find your sidekick, someone who can be there for you when the motivation is gone and the booby trap seems too large to overcome. No matter what is in your satchel with your map, make sure you have something in there. Indiana Jones always carries his satchel. His journal, the map, his whip, and anything else he might need is in there to make sure he's prepared for his crusade. You might have a change of clothes in your satchel because putting on your favorite workout gear helps to rediscover your motivation. Indy always has his journal to refer back to when he needs extra help. Maybe your journal looks like a program calendar to help guide you and tell you what to do each day so your motivation isn't stolen by the indecision booby trap. Slept on the hard ground in the middle of nowhere on your journey? Watch some of the Micro Squad's secret fixes or warrior recovery videos to help your body feel better to keep going. Even if you're injured from falling into an underground room, there are tools and modifications to help you find motivation. It just may be that time of the month in your cycle where you have absolutely no energy and feel like you can't go on. Dig into your satchel and find the tools to help you through it. The Micro Squad has a cycle syncing program to help you during those low energy days. Hormones can be the fucking worst, so make sure you carry the tools you need to combat their booby traps. Something that isn't physically going to be in your satchel, but is really good to keep in mind is flexibility. Being flexible allows for your motivation to move and shift as it needs instead of disappearing. When things come up, shift your plans as the day changes. Flexibility to do something at a different time is better than giving up completely. Things will always go wrong on an adventure. You might take a wrong turn, get sick, roller your ankle, or even need to pivot to a side quest. Things will happen and your schedule and plan will be thrown off. Remembering flexibility will help your motivation to still be there when you pivot to changing up your schedule. No matter how you try to get your motivation back, remember, don't overthink it. There's no perfect recipe for motivation, but if it's not happening for the day, because maybe you didn't eat enough or are not hydrated or you're injured, yes, it's probably time to take a break. And it's okay to take a break. That doesn't mean the motivation won't come back tomorrow. It might come back even stronger. But if you're tired or don't feel like going all out, go back to turning your map over for variety. Maybe instead of working out, take a yoga class, do mobility, or just go for a fucking walk. One of the squad members recently took a break from working out. Instead of jumping back into Valkyrie Squad, she chose to take a quest, the Hero Quest to be exact. It combines our mini program, Master of the Mysticore, with some of our Marvel workouts. She loves that the track is laid out for her. The first workouts were short and didn't kill her, and they've only built from there in length and intensity. Choose to move your body, but do it for what feels good to you. I've woken up some days, looked at my workout plan, and said, nope, fuck that. I'll spend time foam rolling, mobility work, and go for a walk. I feel amazing and stuck to my scheduled time to work out. Changing it up, being flexible with my schedule, actually allows me to go around the booby trap and keep my motivation going. There's a fine line between motivation and discipline. You can be motivated, but if you don't have the discipline to back it up, it might not go anywhere. That's where having the right map and tools in your satchel can come in. If you have all the things you need to be motivated and still can't bring yourself to do it, maybe you need to take a look at how you can be more disciplined, but that's a topic for a whole other podcast episode. Well, we've completed our crusade of the Valkyrie Squad and the lost motivation. It has been found and restored to a place of honor on our bookshelves. Make sure you revisit it often so it doesn't go missing again. This week's piece of Cauldron Blessed Wisdom is to remember that when all is lost, then all will be found. Motivation is never so lost that it is gone forever. It can always be found. It may seem like an impossible task to find your motivation, but on the days you feel like you're lost in a cave with no way out, remember, you do not yield. There is always something worth fighting for. There is always something worth taking the smallest next step for. On the days you can't find your motivation, know it's out there somewhere, living in the sun. It might be lost in the woods, but it can be found. It might even be waving through a window, staring back at you, waiting to come find it. Your action item this week is to make a map. Grab paper, crayons, paints, pencils, whatever you want, and make a physical copy of your map to your motivation. Will it have a program schedule on it? Will it have a playlist name on it? What kind of tips will it have on it to get around the booby traps? Maybe it will be a version of your calendar with blocked times on it to help you stay motivated. However you decide to create it, once it's done, put it in a place you will see it regularly to remind yourself of how to always find your motivation. Take a picture and tag us on Instagram at the Sword and the Ribbon podcast. We would love to see your maps. Remember, without motivation, you can still be strong, kick ass, and be fucking magical every day.
This episode was produced by Bex Castro and Carolyn McMorrin. Special thank you to Taylor Ash for creating the music of this podcast. And thanks for listening to The Sword and the Ribbon by The Micro Squad. If you're interested in learning more about The Valkyrie Squad, visit us at thevalkyriesquad.com. If you're interested in learning more about The Micro Squad or Geek Gym for a class, visit us at themicrosquad.com. Make sure you're subscribed to the show wherever you get your podcasts from so you don't miss out. And if you like this week's episode, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.